Madam Chair, members of the commission, the second, if I may, move on to item 12 in your book. Madam Chair?
Yes, yes, please.
Would pertain towards our Mentor hunting season, the Mentor hunting program we have within South Dakota. The package we bring forward to you here today is a result of Senate Bill 41. That was a bill that the department sponsored here during the last legislative session. Director Kirschman did a great job of working the committees, and we had an overwhelming positive response and support from both sides of the chambers over there. This thus brings an opportunity for us to bring some recommendations for you to modernize, simplify, and provide some more flexibility for the department working with the commission on our mentor hunting program. So those of you, I'm sure everybody's familiar with it, but the mentor hunting program began, I believe, back in 2008. We've had about 17 years of some very good success stories with this program. I've had three kids myself, all three of them. Those are the best memories of me as a father, is enjoying that time in the field and experiencing some of those first harvests with my kids through the mentor hunting program. So just to give you some numbers, and I just have 2023 figures here, but just an FYI for you as a commission body and members of the public listening. So in 2023, we had just over 1,700 mentored spring turkey mentored licenses. We had around 550 fall mentored turkey licenses. In 2023, when we still allowed mentored antelope hunting opportunities, that season is now closed based on our management objective, but we had around 550 of them back in 2023, and mentored deer in 2023 was just over 7,000. So a great opportunity to get youth out, spend some time with a mentor, and get acquainted to our hunting opportunities we have here in the state. So moving on to the action sheet there, you can just see the season dates and the open units. Right now we have a small game, a deer opportunity, and a mentored turkey season and license type. All of those licenses are unlimited in nature except for our non-resident youth. And hopefully soon to be, based on the action you take here in the near future, would be mentored waterfowl, non-resident mentored waterfowl licenses, which would be limited in quantity to 100. Just a thing that we've been trying to do better with our public and the outreach and communicating the program is trying to define what a mentee and a mentor is within the mentored hunting program. So the mentee would actually be the youth under the age of 16 that would be participating within the program, and the mentor would be that parent, guardian, or other adult 18 years of age or older. Again, that's something we're trying to communicate better with the public with our language on the website and text and information within our applications. You can read the other requirements and restrictions there. The proposed changes we have for you, for your consideration here as a result of Senate Bill 41, would be to modify the requirement of the mentored hunting license and the changes there on your second page. So the first one would be for the mentored hunting license, would actually, our recommendation would be to have that license purchased by the mentee themselves, that mentored hunter. Currently, mentors purchase that license. From my standpoint, as a parent, a father, when my kids first got to see their first deer license that came in the mail and had their name on it, that's a pretty darn big deal to a kid. Gives them some ownership, some things like that. They're excited to participate. They're excited to fill out that Hunter Harvest Survey when they come. So it gives some more ownership to the youth involved in that program. The second recommended change would be to remove the list of species. And or the species that was listed in South Dakota codified law. So you'll see on the action sheet there's an opportunity for you as a commission, based on the department's recommendation, to implement a couple additional opportunities, and there would be some fees, very minimal fees associated with that. And some of the other changes as a result of this and within your package here would be the mentor requirements. And right now they're There is some requirements to have written permission or verbal permission from a parent to have someone serve as a mentor for that mentee within the program. There's some language or to strike some of that information to remove the hunting party size. Right now it's currently limited to six persons in totality. There's a change there to get that removed and some other things associated with that in here. Under the draft administrative rule changes, members of the commission, you will see the first one there is in regards to the license types that would be available with your approval within rule. This is just kind of a first step. This allows you to maybe in the future make considerations for other seasons or opportunities, or when the department and you as a commission body feel we might have to pull some things back to be you know, a little bit more proactive in our response to some of the wildlife populations. We can work with you as a commission to make some tweaks to those license types. The second addition there would be the hunting seasons associated with our mentored hunting season. And then down below under license forms and fees, you will see where we have added a mentored waterfowl hunting season license with in association with another opportunity with a youth type of license. Obviously, those would be for those within a different age category. And then to add mentored youth small game, and you can see the respective fee associated with those licenses for residents and non-residents. And then there would be a modification that we would have to put in there for the youth and mentored non-resident waterfowl opportunity there. And then under the youth waterfowl season to insert some language there for mentored hunting waterfowl opportunity. So, yeah, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, that's I think you're pretty familiar with the bill that we worked with the legislature on. This gives us some greater flexibility to work with you as a commission moving forward with the mentored hunting program. It's a way for us to try to simplify and make it a little more black and white to those parents and youth that want to participate within the various programs and opportunities we have, to maybe make that a little bit more clear to the public. Yeah, it's been a great program. We want to work with you to make it the best program we can here in South Dakota. So with that, I try to answer any questions you have.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions? I do have just a couple. Chad, when you go back to the proposed changes from last year, just so the one where consent from a parent or guardian can be written or verbal, which was previously a written consent was required. So that would be if they're approached by a CO, the mentor can verbally provide that consent?
Madam Chair, I think we would no longer require that written consent from, say, I would like to have another adult mentor my child through the program. They would no longer have to have written permission from me as a parent to do that. As long as we have that communication, we're good to go with that. So,
helps me. Thank you. And then the other one was, can you just help me where it says remove hunting party size limits, previously six person max. What was the decision behind removing that max number? Do you remember?
I think, Madam Chair, I think the intent behind that was maybe with that limitation of six persons within a hunting group, it may be prohibited some opportunity for, you know, families coming back over Thanksgiving to maybe hunt within a larger party size of six. We have not had any major safety issues, and hope we never do with the mentored hunting program, but just to allow some of that opportunity to be able to walk with the uncles and your dad and maybe a group larger than six. Obviously, that mentor is still going to have to be unarmed with that mentee and still provide sole focus on that child during that activity. So,
thank you for that explanation. That helps. Additional questions, comments? Commissioner Teal.
Thanks for that rundown. I was just going to say thanks to everybody that got that through, I think it's really, having young kids of my own, I think it's really important to make it as smooth as possible. A lot of these kids that are getting involved are maybe from families that don't hunt, that don't understand the website and how it works, and I think this will just give those kids a lot better opportunity, so thanks for everybody's hard work on it.
Additional comments from the commission?
Seeing none, we do need to move forward to approve this for finalization in May.
Move to approve by Commissioner Teal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Lonkin. All those in favor of approving the proposal to move forward will signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? It does move forward.
Thank you.